hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio.
Second hour of the National Intel Report, and I'm going to continue with this states' rights versus monetary policy, or I'm sorry, monetary monopoly, as written by Thomas J. DiLorenzo. He said the bank was notorious for fraud, mismanagement, corruption, and attempts to engineer a political business cycle. Prior to 1861, the American people were still sovereign over their government. They exercised that sovereignty in the way the founders intended, through state political conventions or legislatures. The federal government was their agent. Consequently, as early as 1816, Indiana and Illinois amended their state constitutions to prohibit the Bank of the U.S. from establishing branches within their jurisdictions. North Carolina, Georgia, and Maryland imposed heavy taxes on, and we'll refer to them as the bus from here on out, the bus branches within their states and attempts to tax them out of existence, a tax that even libertarians could love. Knowing that such taxes could destroy the central bank, the federal government brought suit in Maryland, and look it up, you don't believe it, McCulloch versus Maryland, confident that John Marshall, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court and a proponent of the bus, would rule in its favor. He did, coining the infamous phrase, "the power to tax involves the power to destroy," in his decision. He wasn't expressing a fear that taxation could destroy private initiative and private enterprise, but that it could limit the federal government's monetary monopoly. Despite Marshall's opinion that state taxes on the bus were unconstitutional, numerous states continued to harass the bank until 1865. The Supreme Court's opinion was just the Supreme Court's opinion. The citizens of the states reserved the right to offer their own opinions on constitutionality, which they often considered to be every bit as valid as the courts. The same was true of a certain president, Andrew Jackson, essentially said, "thank you for your opinion," and then thumbed his nose at the court when it ruled that the bus was constitutional. After Marshall's 1819 opinion, Ohio enacted a $50,000 per bank year tax. The bank refused to pay it, so the Ohio State Auditor ordered a deputy, one John L. Harper, to collect the tax. On the morning of September 17th, Harper made one last request for voluntary payment. When this was denied, he leapt over the counter, strode into the bank vaults, and helped himself to $100,000 in paper and specie. He then turned this over to a deputy, stuffing this considerable hoard into a small trunk, which the party thoughtfully had come equipped with. This would be the equivalent of today's governor of Ohio ordering state troopers to enter the Cleveland Fed and strip it of its vaults of millions of dollars. The bus sued Ohio, relying on Marshall's opinion. The Ohio legislature considered such a lawsuit to be a threat to citizen sovereignty, I'll get that out, and a dangerous precedent to all Americans, not just Ohioans. It issued a statement saying this: "To acquiesce in such an encroachment upon the privileges and authority of the states without an effort to defend them would be an act of treachery to the state itself, and to all states that compose the American Union." Now, the legislature stated that it was aware of the theory that the Supreme Court is to be the interpreter of the Constitution, but declared to this doctrine they can never give their assent. Now, the legislature quoted Jefferson's Kentucky Resolve of 1798, which said that, "as in all other cases of compact among parties having no common judge, each party has an equal right to interpret the Constitution for themselves where their sovereign rights are involved." And just as a little side note, what's coming up? Oh, the United States Supreme Court is going to make a ruling on the Second Amendment. Ooh, this ought to be a whole lot of fun. We'll be back right after this.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, the Ohio court saw fit to say, you know what? Raspberries to you. Marshall was wrong, the Ohioans said, because his opinion unconstitutionally encroached upon the sovereignty of the states. Therefore, they were under no obligation to acquiesce to his ruling. The Ohio legislature promised to return $100,000 if the bus left the state. I like that, if the bus left the state. If not, it proposed a law forbidding the keepers of our jails from imprisoning any person committed at suit of the Bank of the United States, prohibiting Ohio courts from taking acknowledgments of the conveyance where the bank is a party, and forbidding our courts, justices of peace, judges, and grand juries from taking any cognizance of any wrong alleged to have been committed upon any species of property owned by the bank. Invoking Jefferson's Doctrine of 98, the Ohioans concluded by denouncing the federal courts for violation of the Constitution. And ironically, folks, what, 6 months ago? What did some courts in Ohio start to do? When these land grabbers, you know, the people that really work for their national bankster gangsters, oh, by way of mortgage, they were walking into the Ohio courts and saying, oh, we need to foreclose on this property, that property. And judges were going, okay, let's see the contract. Who really owns this property? Whoops. Now that little disease has spread to seven states. well, wait a minute, you're claiming that you own something and you have the right to foreclose on it. Hey, we're here to help you. Just show us the paperwork. They can't. So what's the bank going to do with these mortgages that they wrote and then can't prove that they're the holder in due course of that contract and that they really own the property? Whoops. Pretty much is what's happening right now with people's credit card debt, folks. People are going, wait a minute. I created this money using my own signature. They didn't put up anything. Therefore, they're not losing anything. Okay, I'm going to opt here not to pay it. Now, the bus persisted in its lawsuit and eventually had the state treasurer arrested and imprisoned. While in prison, the keys of the state vaults were physically taken from him, and the feds took back the $100,000, apparently still in the same trunk. Now, this act infuriated the Ohioans even more, and they continued to harass the bank, as did many other states. Kentucky and Connecticut adopted Ohio's state's rights stand toward the bank in 1825. In 1829, South Carolina imposed a tax on stockholders of the bank within the state. New York and New Hampshire enacted resolutions urging that the bank not be rechartered. In the face of this unrelenting warfare, the bank could not survive withdrawal of the public deposits that began in August of 1833 under Jackson's order. And when Pennsylvania Governor Wolf, who had been one of the bank's staunchest supporters, denounced the institution in March of 1834, public opinion was fatally influenced against the bank. The Pennsylvania State Senate adopted fresh resolutions urging that the bank ought to not be rechartered. The following month, the United States House of Representatives adopted the same view, and the bank's days came to an end. Well, for a little while. Andrew Jackson is usually given credit for temporarily ending central banking in America in the 19th century, but he had help. It was this expression of citizen sovereignty in the spirit of the Jeffersonian states' rights tradition that made Jackson's veto of the bank politically possible. States' rights as a check on the tyrannical proclivities of the central government ended in 1865, of course. As Forrest MacDonald noted in States' Rights in the Union, after Lincoln's War, the Supreme Court became the sole and final arbiter of constitutional controversies. No longer could a Jefferson arise to insist that other branches of the federal government had co-equal authority to determine constitutionality. No more could a Calhoun arise to defend a doctrine of interposition or nullification. End quote. Now, the imperious Woodrow Wilson would celebrate this fact in his 1908 book, Constitutional Government Inside the United States. That's right, I said Woodrow Wilson. I also said 1908, where he wrote on page 178 of that book that the war between the states established this principle, that the federal government is, through its courts, the final judge of its own powers. A view of the Constitution published a century earlier, the Jeffersonian legal scholar St. George Tucker cited this phenomenon as the very definition of tyranny. If the federal government ever became the final judge of the limits of its own powers, Tucker warned, then constitutional liberty would become an empty phrase. The federal government would inevitably conclude that there are, in fact, no limits to its powers. Now, I'm going to say this again, because there's a lot of talk show hosts out there, I mean a slew of them, that refuse to go to the core of our problem. And they refuse to name names because they may be considered, oh, well, he's anti-Semitic. Oh, he's talking about the bankers. Oh, he's talking about the roots of communism. Well, you know, here's the deal. You're going to be forced to talk to it anyhow, talk about it. Because what's fixing to happen here in the Middle East is going to have to focus our attention once again on our not Jewish friends, and I will not defame a true Jew. You know, the Old Testament Torah-believing type? Not going down that road. But I will decry the political Zionist movement. I will continue to talk about that. And if you don't have the courage, and I do underscore, if you do not have the courage to connect the dots, well, then you are doing your listeners a great disservice, because you are literally hacking at the branches and not striking at the root of this evil tree. One way or another, the Middle East is going to blow up. And what did Barack Obama come out and just say the other day? Oh, well, the security of Israel. Well, that's tantamount. He used another word that I can't remember right now, but along the same lines. That the security, we have to protect our only friend in the Middle East. Really? Who might that be? The Zionist political state, which was born out of terrorism, which is exercising terrorism right now? Those people? It's a dangerous game you're playing out there. When you profess to try to bring the truth to people, but you're only jumping up and down in a very shallow mud puddle. It's not very clear and it ain't very deep. And I am simply amazed. And all the apologists, and one guy comes to mind, I'm not going to start naming names here, because I'm going to give them enough rope to hang themselves with. Because enough information is going to come out that even the brain dead will be able to understand this. And the people that heretofore that had been told repeatedly time and time and time and time again that they're going to confess that, well, they just missed that. Really? When you've had me in your face telling me, you damn fool, you're a fool. Because you're not striking at the root of these problems. You're only dancing around and you're complaining and bitching that you're in a police state and then somehow the government has run afoul and it's not protecting your rights anymore, and you'll drone on endlessly against the endless assaults against the individual sovereign people, of which there still are people. Yes, anti-Maine, there are people here that have their glasses on that can see. All right, let me quit ranting here. Let me go to the phones. Let me calm down here for a second. You see where I'm getting, folks? And why don't you start pressing these people, these so-called purveyors of the truth? You won't last very long in their shows. You'll be cut off. You'll be given some platitude. Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there to destroy the country. I'm not interested in a lot of people. I'm interested in the core and all of which this comes from, this unholy well that has been dug. I can already tell you what kind of response you're going to get from them. But we don't want to piss off that talk show host, because we listen to him every day to get the latest, greatest assault against you. They're making a buck out of you, folks. They're not there to tell you what the hell's going on and why it's gone on. They're just up there to remind you how bad it is every single day of your life as being an American in a country that's been co-opted. Thank you very much, but shut up and tell your story walking. Michael in New York. Hello, Michael.
Hello, John. Thanks for taking my call, and I agree 100% with everything you're saying, John. And as always, a great show, great network. Thanks for everything you're doing for trying to save the Republic. I just want to backtrack a little bit with all your comments on Commie Pelosi. Isn't that the same Pelosi who wanted to charter a larger jet because the one that had a 200-seat capacity wasn't big enough for her, as she wanted to hop around the country or the world?
You know, isn't it amazing that most of the people that are pushing socialism have a lot of money? You ever notice that?
John, isn't she the same commie House Speaker that has an unlimited retirement fund waiting for her, millionaire, just because she's been a congresswoman?
Yep. Same person.
Yep. Yeah, I thought so, John. It's pretty amazing how these commies want us to bear all the burden of sufferings in the world, but not them.
Well, like Ron Paul has said, you know, I'm here to start a revolution, and this one better well go beyond his years on this earth.
And John,
I'll hold you over. Steve,
thank
DJ
you.
Steve, and others, I'll get to all of your calls after this. Hang on, Michael.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. Go ahead, Michael.
Thank you, John. Last on that commie Pelosi, John, just like you, I am looking forward to that day of reckoning when there's accountability for the blatant treason that these good-for-nothings have perpetrated against our country and all the misery they caused to many Americans. I'm looking forward to that day of reckoning and accountability when it comes. Now, with Ron Paul, I'm glad you mentioned that because this is what I want to mention, John, because you're the guy, and hopefully this information is going to seem valuable. What surprises me or stuns me and saddens me and amazes me about Ron Paul's campaign is that I haven't seen a little video out there anywhere on TV or on internet or anywhere with a campaign message like this. Hi, this is Ron Paul, and just present Ron Paul real quick and say, as your president, this is what I will do. And then you just show troops home with their families, patrolling the border, shutting the borders down. And
how about a quick flash of somebody with a checkbook with an actual balance in a checkbook?
Yeah, exactly, John. Then The next shot is, and then you see jobs coming home and families working again. There's your paycheck, and showing that, bringing all the jobs back home, making corporations renationalize themselves. And right along those lines, John, where it's just right there on video, Ron doesn't have to say any more, just show all these scenes of what he's going to do for us, reinvesting in our country, getting us out of foreign entanglements, bringing back wealth into this country, and with the school system cleaning it up so the kids are coming out looking sharp, looking smart.
Look,
things like that.
There's at least 150 people that I can think of right off the top of my head that should have been Ron Paul's campaign manager. All right?
Mm-hmm.
But
Well, you see, John, that's okay. But here's all, whoever's managing them right now, this is what they need to do. Just put a simple video together, you know, nice quality one, of course. But how long is it going to take? It's just a video, guys. It's not a big deal today to put one together showing all this stuff. Troops coming home, smiling, being with their families, patrolling the borders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
coming back home.
Are people, you know, I could just use, you know, and being a Republican, it's not really nice to slam your fellow Republicans, even if they do occupy the CEO seat for the corporation in Washington, D.C., namely King George II. But,
right.
You know, I mean, the time has come to take off the gloves and call it what
That's
it is.
Right. Yes, sir.
And just recently, I'll tell you what, the next day, I would have had something out there in a commercial letting people know that Mr. George Bush has failed this country once again.
Right.
That somehow, you know, it's going to be another 3 years before we get a virtual fence there on the border to stop this invasion of illegals that people like Nancy Pelosi want to give your tax dollars to.
Yeah, the poor people.
Oh, the poor people. Well, you know what? What about the poor people that are now trying to live a life in this country?
Yeah, what about the poor Americans that built this, you know, paid into this system? And everything that they got coming to them. What about them, huh?
Well, I'll tell you what, the Ron Paul Revolution, I think it's intended to spread to all the 50 states and for people to start gearing up to start taking back their state legislatures. Oh, and God forbid, actually put somebody in as governor that is going to look at what the Fed has been doing and saying, you know what, we've had enough of your stuff.
That's
Get
right.
out of my state.
That's right. That's the sure way to stop them all is control our local politics, and then we got our country back.
All politics is local, my friend. Thank you, Michael.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Okay, appreciate your call. Steve in Ohio. Hello, Steve.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Okay, I had a chance yesterday to go, or not yesterday, but the other day, to go see Barack Crackhead Obama over here in Parma.
Yeah. Parma?
And
you remember Goulardi out of Cleveland?
Oh yeah.
Okay, he always used to pick on Parma and everybody down there that wore white socks. Remember that one?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
But you know, John, there's a lot of people in Northern Ohio that are really hurting economically. And Barack Obama promised them everything. I mean, he gave them the kitchen sink. And they ate it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing history repeating itself. We're setting ourselves up, you know, we got George Bush that, you know, they're giving 30 more billion dollars to Israel here very shortly. They're going to vote on that very shortly.
And they're going to need every cent of that money to go murder more Palestinians.
Well, yeah, there's going to be a war in the Middle East very shortly.
Well, and let's not forget that it's already slated to bring in 30,000 NATO troops, and NATO is just the front dummy for the United Nations, so let's dispense with all this. George Bush has this egomaniacal thing of world empire. This guy is controlled for the global elite. And anybody that is out there suggesting this is being disingenuous at best. At best.
Well, there's a long time between now and November. And the way the economy is going, I don't think there's going to be a man standing except for Ron Paul when it all comes down to it.
You know, and this might be, and I wished I could crawl in the nooks and crannies and the very, not very visited places in Ron Paul's mind. But I don't doubt this guy. You know, and he has said, and so is his chief of staff, which I talked to at length, that says, you know, we're in a long-term battle here with the Ron Paul revolution. And they were looking, I mean, if the Texas tailwind was right and there was an epiphany by all in this country and a lightning bolt out of the blue that somehow this guy could get in there as the president, that would have been if all things were working favorably. But people are missing the point, Michael, of what has been started here. Hang on a second. I'm going to carry you through this break. Steve, and I'm sorry, Steve, you're Steve, DJ Steve and others, we'll get to you. Hang on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp. I say go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, as I was saying, John, I attended the Barack Obama meeting, and I also said that I see history repeating itself. I'm seeing people, John, that are so desperate that they would accept the second coming of Joseph Stalin, Adolf Hitler, Abraham Lincoln, whoever. They just want some leadership, and they're looking for somebody. And it's to the point where they will accept communism. They will.
They already have.
Yeah, and it's getting to the point where they don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. You could tell them, you know, why is it that people are losing their homes? They don't know. Why is it that people are losing their jobs? The jobs are being transported overseas. They don't know. They don't know who to blame. And that's why.
And you know what, Steve? The simple fact is this: if they want to blame somebody, they can start with themselves in the mirror when they're combing their hair or shaving or brushing their teeth.
Yep.
They can start with themselves.
And my plan of attack on this, because I think that information is all important, especially in this battle that we're going to be going through here to save this republic. And I've got a plan of this coming April Fool's Day, April 15th, I'm going to be standing over at the Cleveland Post Office handing out copies of freedom to fascism. And I think that's what we need to do. I mean, if there is one video out there that will explain the problems in this country and what we've got to do, that's the one.
And you know what? And Aaron Russo did a fine job as not politicizing that.
Yeah.
As I hear a lot of other people trying to politicize things. That's the problem in this country. And I don't give a hoot and a holler whether we got Democrat and Republicans or we got third parties. We got 15 parties. As long as they're reading off the same song page, as long as they're reading out of the rule book, who gives a hoot and a holler how many parties there are?
Yep. And, you know, John, the one thing that Aaron did in that movie, which he does in all of his movies, is he tells a story.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't preach. He doesn't say, hey, you got to see this and listen to this. He just starts off, it starts off as like a regular movie. It's telling a story. And I think that's important in teaching. And I think that's what we need to do. We need to tell people the story. And I think the story is freedom to fascism. I think that's, of all the movies out there, that would be the one.
And I have said this before. I mean, I've seen a ton of videos on the coming police state. Well, that's an out-of-control federal government that doesn't follow the rule book.
Yep.
And if, in fact, they are a de facto government, we not only have the duty and the right and the obligations of being natural-born citizens of this country to tell the federal government to take a hike, that no, we are not going along with this because you're illegal and you're unconstitutional. And I don't give a damn what you claim your authority is, because you do not have the authority in many of these instances. And what we do need are good governors to protect the people in their own states against this federal tyranny.
Well, we also have a problem, John, of is our congressman. I think what we need to do is concentrate on voting all of them out and getting new people in there. I don't care if it's a Democrat or a Republican. Get them out of there and start over. Get new people in there. Okay, one guy changes every 8 years or 4 years, depending. That's in the presidency. But what if we had every 2 years a congressman got voted out of office? What kind of message would that go into Washington, D.C.? What kind of message would that send?
I don't know, but I can tell you one thing, that this needs to start at the states, and I've been saying this for years. You know, we're so concerned about what the Fed does. We're so concerned with the federal government says that actually that has entrapped people into thinking that, well, they've got to battle the Fed.
Yeah.
Their nearest sword to brandish is in the state which they live in.
Absolutely. And, you know, John, they've made the presidential election almost like American Idol.
It is and American Idol.
Yeah.
These people aren't worthy of holding a public office, let alone being president of this country.
Yeah, it just, you know, and they're not bringing up the issues. Believe me, John, Cleveland, Ohio right now is in a depression. And, you know, people could say, oh, no, it isn't that bad. Well, just come here, take a look at some of our neighborhoods, look at all the houses that are empty, and look at the amount of jobs that we've lost here. And it's going to get worse. And believe me, by November of this year, there isn't going to be a Barack Obama or a Hillary Clinton or a John McCain, because they're not going to have the answer. And there's going to be needed some answers coming from somebody. And I think the only one out there is going to be Ron Paul.
And you know what? I think more and more people in Congress assembled is going to be paying a little bit more attention to Dr. No, because he's been telling the truth for 20 years up on the Hill.
And, you know, when he was talking to Bernanke really... He was so arrogant when he told Ron Paul. But you know what? He was telling the truth, though.
Mm-hmm.
When he told Ron Paul, it's not the Federal Reserve's job to keep up the value of the money. So that's up to Congress.
And that's why Bernanke threw that right back in Ron Paul's face and said, look, I know you're one of these guys that likes the gold-backed currency. He said, why don't you go back to Congress and have them change it?
Yeah,
I mean, truer words were never spoken from a Fed chairman.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen, not especially with the people we've got in there now.
Not until every one of these people that voted these clowns in office are sitting out on the curb wondering what their next move is going to be. Maybe then it will dawn on them that we had a representative, a true statesman, working on Capitol Hill that has been telling them the truth for many, many, many years. All right. Hey, thanks for your call. Appreciate it, Steve.
Okay, John, you have a great night.
All right. DJ in Illinois. Hello, DJ.
Hey, John. It's good to hear you back on the air.
Thank you.
I got a bunch of things I'd like to throw out.
Well, start pitching.
Okay. Right. These illegals, if one can be found that will listen, that admits to speaking English, or at least comprehending it, it's amazing to see the look on their face when you try to explain to them, yes, I understand all this that you've been told, but you are being brought in to do these things, and then these same people, your own leaders, intend to commit genocide against you, your families, your descendants, everybody. In other words, they're just being used as useful idiots. Unfortunately, they've become quite violent, useful idiots, and quite dumbed down. I mean, how convenient that they're fomented in their pride of the nationality that they came from, but yet they're kept from learning English, the very language that could lead them to discovering the documents as to what they're really being used for.
Well, they don't care because they know one thing by crossing that border illegally and coming here, that their life has improved tenfold. They know that much. Some of them do understand that. But the one thing that I fear is going to happen to these stupid people, and man, we got a lot of them, is that I don't want to empty out my cartridge box when these people are roving the city streets looking for something that doesn't belong to them, and they're going to try to light finger Louie the thing, steal or rob or rape or whatever else. I don't want to empty my cartridge box on these people. I just want them to go to hell to home and just go back over across the border. Now, I will say this, DJ. I've been noticing in corporate America, I've been noticing more and more Mexicans, the illegal types, are no longer working for the corporations. I am noticing a change in McDonald's chain, for instance. I even noticed a change here at Kentucky Fried Chicken, of all places, where I'd walk in there, and you'd swear to God I'd walked into a restaurant down in Mexico City. But I walk in there today, I see three out of the faces behind that counter, they were white. Something is shaking up the corporate world. And I don't know what exactly it is, but they're starting to get the idea that, wait a minute, more and more people are upset about this illegal invasion in this country, and we want them to keep coming here to buy their burgers and their fries, and we know the economic situation is getting worse. You know, this is a real bad PR, allowing illegals to work in our companies to service the American economy when the American economy is falling flat on its keister.
Oh, yeah. I really would wholeheartedly agree with you. Excuse me, my tongue's getting tangled around my eye teeth here. On that one,
you don't have to comment on what I'm saying. Just keep pitching, my dear. Keep pitching.
All righty.
All right.
Next one. I really do not understand why there has not been an extreme push by the American public to demand that the owners' assets, the Federal Reserve owners' assets, are frozen until there can be audit and prosecution under RICO. Because how can we rebuild a nation after everything's left the barn? I mean, they've heisted the asset. This has been fraud. I do not understand that one. That's another.
Because we have a lot of people in Congress assembled that, rather than representing the true interests of the American people, that are too afraid, that are too compromised, that are too far up to their own realm and their own eyeballs and all the dirt that they've done. So to reverse course at this point in time and start calling a spade a spade, you're asking them to do that?
I'm asking them to look at survival. And I don't see it as any other way other than survival of this nation, survival of the economy, and
they don't care.
Survival of the world.
Wait a minute, DJ. You're talking about somebody that doesn't care.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Okay.
But you get enough people awake. Back when I was stuck with a foreign company for a utility, very interesting to speak with someone there and then say, hey, I've got a favor. You know, they ask if you've got anything else that they can help you with. I ask them to literally pray for this country because a lot of people are waking up and that we can make more people pay attention to the facts so that they wake up so we can get it turned around, because we know that if we go down, we take the rest of the world with us. And you can hear stunned silence, and I will. I will. And then ask, you know, please pass it on to your friends. Pass the request on to your friends to literally pray for this nation because of what will happen whichever way it goes, and all of the ramifications. And you'd be amazed how fast you make a friend.
Right.
They understand in the other countries, this one that was India, more than a lot of people do. They understand.
All right. Okay. Hey, DJ.
The next one?
Yeah. Okay. How many more you got?
About three more.
Okay. We'll make it fast.
All righty. Ralph Epperson made a comment one time that really kind of helped open my eyes. He was making the statement that all of the systems are capitalism. It just depends on which type of capitalism it is, whether it is despotism, where it's communism or alleged communism. All of these lead to dictatorship. The only other kind of capitalism is the free market flow of capital, because capital flows one way or another. It's just a matter of how it does, where it does, and where it all ends up. Anyway, next one. I would like to ask if anyone knows what exactly it was that Gordon Call was teaching the farmers and the ranchers to stop the illegal foreclosures. This would have been in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
that the feds went after him so bad.
And
is that similar
yep.
to what the Paragon Foundation has found out in order to stop illegal federal confiscation of property, ranch property, assets, etc.? And is that any similarity to what you have on cash flow? And then I have one more after you're done with that.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Pelosi is married to a rabid political Zionist.
Mm-hmm.
That should speak a lot themselves. And I thank you for making the distinction of the political Zionism, because they are nothing more than crooks hiding behind a religion just as others are.
That's
which
right.
brings up Obama and his hate-mongering church. Come on, folks. I mean, they do not preach that they support the Jewish people. They are anti-Zionists. Anti-Semitics, but not just anti-Semitics, they are anti-Semitic as in the Hebrew
mm-hmm.
form. And why that is not getting out in the Jewish communities, I find very irritating and very dangerous, because that is similar to the types of charismatic crap that Hitler pulled. I mean, look at the response on his face in his speeches. And the response of these massive audiences, and he literally deluded and brainwashed the people into passing all of the stuff that allowed him to do his murderous rampage.
And under what banner did he do this? Once he eliminated his political opposition, what was he known for in Germany? Being a uniter.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And what does Mr. Obama smack of? I kind of wonder if that man was actually birthed for this particular spot, given the long-range planning that the globalists have been known for.
Well, I'll tell you
whether or not his, quote, descendancy on one side from European royalty, which I have not been able to prove, and his, quote, ties to these Marxists in, what is it, Kenya?
Yep.
Quite a combination.
Well, and you also have Brzezinski with his hand up Mr. Barack Obama's backside, making his mouth move as well.
Oh, but of course.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for your call, DJ.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Mo in Oregon, or is that Orr in Mo? No, that's Mo. Hello, Mo.
Yes, thank you very much, John, for taking my call. Regarding the illegal aliens that DJ brought out, you know, illegal aliens, they have unity. Once 1 million illegal aliens goes to downtown Los Angeles, why not 3 million Americans, 4 million Americans go in front of them and demonstrate against them?
Well,
how come,
you know,
we don't have unity? We don't have unity.
It's yes. Fascinating you should bring that up, because I wanted to make a comment on the recently published articles by a 1DV kid. That she is downplaying Ron Paul's idea about a freedom march in Washington, D.C., and saying this is a very bad idea. What we should do this is at the convention. Wait a minute. I remember the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, and I remember what happened to those people. Hang on a second. Final segment of the National Intel Report coming up.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my 3 little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Mo in Oregon, if you could, sir, finish up in the next 30 seconds, because I want to launch into this DV Kid piece.
Sure.
Go ahead.
I would like, you know, the movie Network that was made in 1976 is talking about the same thing that you are talking right today, and people need to watch the movie Network and to be mad as a hell.
Yeah.
And we should be mad as a hell, because we can't take this anymore.
You're right.
And we should be united, and that's why they use disunification of United States, and then they bring Hillary and Obama into the White House.
Can I ask you a personal question here? What country are you from?
I am American.
Okay, but where did you come from before you became an American?
Well, Persian American.
Okay, all right. So here you are, that you know more about this country's history, you are in touch with the problems of this great country, more so than the communists that are seated in power in this country. And here's the worst part about it, Mo, is the people in this country don't even recognize it when they're looking it right in the face. I thank you for your call, sir. I appreciate it very much. D.V. Kidd has come out with a couple articles here, and she claims that she's a committed supporter to Ron Paul's run for the White House. And she goes on to say, in 91, I woke up and began my journey of research and activism. In 93, after 9 months of picketing the Federal Reserve in Denver and collecting signatures from around the country, her Project 93 marched on Washington, D.C., back when the park police were still using grids and estimated our crowd at 4,400. We delivered 763,000 signed petitions to abolish the Federal Reserve and the IRS. Speeches were made during the rally. We collected another 23,000 signatures for the petition. It was a beautiful day in Washington, and everyone felt good at the end of the day. Despite massive efforts, there was no media. They were following Hillary around the Capitol as she was pitching her unconstitutional national health care. Jeez, and this was 17 years ago. The clerk of the House wanted to turn my truckload of boxes with those 1,763,000 petitions over to the park police to count and then to shred. She said in a pig's ear, a handful of my volunteers broke them down and delivered batches to every congressional and Senate office. And when it was over and done, Congress went about their business, suspending us into bankruptcy while the Clintons continued their agenda. Nothing changed. Well, I don't have time to read this entire article, but what she is against is a march on Washington, a nonviolent march on Washington. Mo gets this. He mentioned the Mexicans, remember this, from all over the country, that they wanted to show solidarity. Non-Americans marching in our streets demanding rights that they have no right to be entitled to. But then a thought flashed through my head. I remember the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, and what the Chicago police did to them. But what this would demonstrate, and what would it give cause for pause for our Congress critters and senators alike, that they might consider backing down from the next piece of unconstitutional legislation if they figured out that a heck of a lot of people in this country has figured out the scam, and that we are united in this endeavor to restore this republic. D.V., I don't know where you're coming from, my dear, but you better climb down off your little ivory tower, because your opinions aren't carrying a whole lot of weight with this kid. Just because you tried and you got 4,400 people in Washington, D.C., and the press wasn't there to cover it? Come on. I'm going to tell you what, if 1 million Americans showed up in solidarity in the nation's capital, 1 million of them. How long ago was the Million Man March? Was that about a decade ago? They're still talking about it today. And the press could not ignore 1 million people standing in Washington, D.C. going, you know what, shaking it to the finger of Congress and going, you know what, we've had enough of this crap and we're not taking it anymore. We've got to take America back, folks. And D.V., watch your opinions, my dear.